Zipiango. A customer Zipiango.
Vika chitika. Musa vimberera kwa.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50. Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna kulala.
The headline on Kombon Radio. Kitwe bricklayer dies after alleged assault. Residents welcome commissioning of Chipepo police post in Kapirimposhi. And in African news, Guinea-Liberia border tension escalates over disputed Solumba area. Other news in detail, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Police in Kitwe are investigating the death of a 48-year-old bricklayer who allegedly died after being assaulted in Mulenga compound. Copper Belt Police Commissioner Malayuyi said the matter was reported on May 13, 2026 at Mulenga Police Post and Abuzakile Police Station. Mr. Yuyi identified the deceased as a Joe Piri, who was found weak and unable to speak at an unmarked house in the compound before being rushed to Chambuli Level 1 Hospital, where he later died. Mr. Yuyi explains that police investigations have revealed the deceased had allegedly quarreled with another man on the evening of May 11th, after which sounds of a beating were heard. He said the police later found bloodstains at the scene, while the suspected man is reported to have fled the house. The body has since been taken to Kitwe Central Hospital mortuary, awaiting a post-mortem. Traders at Vuseko Market in Lusaka have cited a flooding as one of the major challenges affecting business operations during the rainy season. Speaking on behalf of the traders, a market chairperson, Osborne Mwanza, said a stagnant rainy water usually collects around the market whenever it rains, creating a health risk for traders and making trading conditions difficult.
My challenges, as you can see, Kuno, my challenges market. Yes, I know the market has got so many challenges. Like rain season. Rain season, it's one kind of challenge. You are buying mines everywhere, what and what. So by this time, so by next year, there's no any challenge we are facing this market. But rain season, we face a lot of challenges. Yes.
Meanwhile, Mr. Mwanza has commended the Constituency Development Fund, describing it as a major boost to small-scale businesses. He said the initiative has enabled many marketeers to improve and expand their businesses, while also creating opportunities for people who previously lacked capital to start trading activities. Mr. Mwanza described the CDF as a game-changer for communities and local entrepreneurs.
That's good. I think this time around, CDF is helping all the marketeers, including me, have been helping CDF. Yes. Okay. These people are coming from the SMU. They are coming here to tell us, you know, where we are going to come from. When you go to the MP's office, where we receive the BBC office, you find that they will help you you make a cooperative fee, when you start collecting those money and you start paying back, so it really helps us. Because as you can see, people are there. All of them have put now capital because we're using the CDF. So I think the CDF is helping us.
Residents of Kasofi area in Mukoshi have expressed concern over the delayed completion of the staff house at Kasofi Health Post after the contractor allegedly abandoned the project. Speaking on behalf of the community, concerned resident Richard Achulu said the stalled works have negatively affected efforts to fully operationalize the health facility. Mr. Chulu explained that the delay has forced the residents to continue traveling long distances to access medical services from other health centers, putting added pressure on vulnerable households. He has since appealed to relevant authorities to urgently intervene and ensure that construction works resume and are completed so that the health post can begin fully serving the community. Residents of Chipepo in Kapirimponshi have welcomed the commissioning of the new Chipepo police post, describing it as a major boost to security in the area. Speaking during the commissioning ceremony, CDF committee chairperson Chris Mumba described the Constituency Development Fund as a game changer, saying it is transforming key sectors and extending development to underserved communities. Pastor Mumba noted that the facility will help reduce crime and improve safety in the area.
And also the people of Chipepo, Lukangawa, I stand here touched. What? Because this is the first police force which shows that the CDF indeed is penetrating even the rural areas. CDF is bringing development even to the areas of parts that were forsaken. We have been moving around, handing over schools, maternity annex, and also health post.
The Chipepo police post has been constructed at a cost of more than 1 million kwacha under the 2025 Constituency Development Fund and includes a solar power and a water scheme. Meanwhile, Inspector General of Police Agrafio Musamba, in a speech delivered by Kapiri Deputy Officer Commanding Helen Chola, said the facility will bring justice closer to the people and strengthen community policing initiatives.
This is the first of its kind in this area, as it will bring relief to the community by avoiding covering long distances in searching for justice. The commissioning of this police force will not only ease our work but also bring police presence closer to the people, especially the victims of crime. Be assured, professionalism, accountability will be maintained while providing a service to the members of the community, and it is our mandate.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Ela, chokako, bwana ama bwana fika.
Oh, sondo bwana ama bwana, ni phone yewa gula.
Manje, uizi valora maximum ati. It's for the biggest bosses.
You heard right. Ungankale, Bwana wa Mabwana with MTN's Alola Max. A fast 4G smartphone with a big screen, good camera, long-lasting battery, 32GB memory.